Network. Al Gore is a pervert and sexual predator. ABC News headline, Portland police reopen Al Gore sex abuse allegations. Look, I don't think the police want to bust Al Gore because they know they'll be punished, they'll be persecuted later. But because this has come out, his wife's leaving him, he's been exposed as a fraud for ClimateGate, set to make billions of dollars off his fraud himself individually. This is coming back to the fore now because Al Gore is seen as weaker. But if the police really wanted to burn him, they'd be having press conferences, they'd be saying they thought he was guilty. Who knows what's really going on here? But this fits Al Gore. And I don't think this woman's sophisticated enough to actually know what an Al Gore would say. I mean, the way she describes him as he's trying to, you know, grab her and hump on her, for lack of a better word, you know, hunching on her. I'm not doing an unwanted. This is not happening. I'm angry with you saying I'm doing this. That is exactly what these guys do. That is exactly what they're all about. They assault you and deny they're doing it. But go ahead and make your point, sir.
As far as the reformed Imperial Stormtrooper thing, I was referring to my days as a Marine. I've since woke up from that and take on General Smedley Butler's view on the world and gangsterism and all that.
Well, you couldn't find a better role model for a Marine. He's the most highly decorated Marine in U.S. history. That's a pretty hard order.
He's a two-time recipient of the Congressional Medal of Honor. I caught Jerry Brownfield yesterday. I heard the end of his show. I don't normally listen to his show, but he had a guest on there talking about a book that was written like 100 years ago called The Coming Battle.
Yes, we've sold that book in the past. We don't anymore, but it was written in 1898 about how the private banks were going to take over America and how this wasn't a foreign government taking over. It was a new type of threat, a corporate takeover, kind of like the British East India Company took over China.
Yeah, it was fascinating. I thought I heard you speak on it years ago. By the way, you did wake me up back in 2005. Can I give a quick a review on a product?
Yeah, go ahead.
In the mail received something yesterday that I had ordered last week. I got it within 6 days. But for those patriots out there that have AK-47 style rifles, if you have one of those small little grips and you have a hard time controlling the point and aim of the weapon, I highly recommend this product by Capco. It's called a Saw SAW M249 style grip. It's like the grips we used on our M249 light machine guns in the Marines, but it is perfect for the AK-47 setup.
What is it, like a little bar that sticks out on the bottom?
No. This is the actual primary pistol grips seated behind the trigger guard.
Oh, because that thumb hole is so little?
It's a lot larger, and it allows you to have a lot more control of the weapon. It's very ergonomical. It's just very, very good.
So you like the 7.6239 type rifles?
Yeah, I got rid of my ARs years ago. I bought into all the propaganda about the 7.62 by 39 millimeter. I think it's good for busting things up. Whereas
it certainly is up close. And well, I mean, if you want something that isn't going to fail on you and is guaranteed, there's nothing like the Kalashnikov, is there?
No. Mine's all black. But this Saw grip has turned it into a completely different weapon. I mean, it's just such an awesome feel to it.
Is that the one that has the big giant hole in the butt?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I've got a Bulgarian one with a handle like that. Very interesting.
Just like the M249 Saw.
Okay. I'm not really familiar with that, but I'm only familiar with the rifles I've got. I'll tell you what's a good gun. I mean, there's a whole lot of great European 308s out there as well. Hey, listen, thanks for calling in. Good to hear from you. All right, we're going to come back from break, and we're going to go to Brian, Lauren, Jim, Brian, and others. I'm going to try to get through those calls at least and then get to some more news on the hurricane coming in, the oil. I kind of want to recap what's going on because all the time I hear a rebroadcast of my show or I'm on somebody else's show. I was on Mancow's show for about 40 minutes this morning. He was playing news clips where they were admitting that BP created cap and trade with Ken Lay and Enron. And I've talked about that some, but it was just coming home to me how incredible that is. And the fact that BP is the third biggest bankroller of Obama and the media is acting like he's against BP.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to get Ron Paul's take on the oil spill and on the Federal Elections Commission witch hunt against him. And, of course, what's happening, the incredible developments in the economy. I mean, I cannot stress to you to have how serious it is to have CNN, the Associated Press, Reuters, everybody saying, oh, the UN says get rid of the dollar as the world reserve currency and have SDRs run by the IMF and World Bank. I mean, this is world government. This is total bondage by these crooks. And simultaneously in Europe, in Greece, everywhere, they have engineered the collapse of these economies on record, and then take the Financial Reform Act that just passed the House. Now they've got to reconcile it with the Senate version. Even the Washington Post admitted in an article last Friday that it's $600 trillion that's owed to these bankers. It's owed because they just made up the money and claim we owe it, literally. It's derivatives. It's made up. But they're claiming we owe it because they're in control, and that this allows them to take over the entire industries, economic industries in this country, the financial industry and anything that affects the economy. So It's a financial dictatorship. It's giving the Federal Reserve more power. In fact, guys, I had that article from Friday highlighted, and I looked for it for like 30 minutes this morning. I can't find it in all my stacks. If you go search engine, I forget the exact name of the Washington Post article, but it was about the financial reform bill to pass Senate, I believe. But if you just Google financial reform bill, Washington Post, $600 trillion, because $600 trillion was in the article, it'll come up. So just Washington Post, financial reform bill, $600 trillion, because I want to have that and quote that to Ron Paul when he's on. Okay, let's hurry through your calls. Brian in North Carolina. Brian, you're on the air.
Hey, I was a victim of childhood vaccinations, so I woken up when I went to your website, and that's when I started my website, USWGO Alternative News. I think you've seen it before.
Okay, what's on your mind today?
I wanted to talk a little bit. I'm going to try to be quick anyways. I heard about how the FEC is going after Ron Paul, and I think it's awful. It's like Hitler style. Once they bring in all these snakes into the office and get rid of people like Ron Paul and Rand Paul, they'll have complete control of the Capitol.
Exactly, and most of the snakes in government our CFR, Council on Foreign Relations, that openly writes they want a one-world government, openly wants a North American Union, openly wants secret arrest of citizens, openly wants all this tyranny and all these new wars, openly wants weather modification, the CFR calls for that, openly wants cashless society, world government, and the government's just full of CFR, which is the corporate governance body. It's full of all these Harvard people. It's full of all these Goldman Sachs people. This is a private corporate takeover of our country, and it's happening now. I appreciate your call, Brian. Lauren in Minnesota, you're on the air.
Alex?
Yes, go
ahead.
Can you hear
me? Prison Planet, watching on Prison Planet here. I just wanted to give you an update from the Twin Cities. I'm a healthcare worker as well, but I'm not striking. But we have, on Tuesday, 12,000 RNs getting ready to strike on Tuesday. I've got several dozens of videos getting ready to get out there on the strike lines and wake them up. I urge everyone else to do the same. Divide and conquer by the Obamacare. Also, Pioneer Press, June 28th, front page news, new documents reveal inspectors knew the bridge could collapse, and this is one of the highly suspicious related to the NAFTA superhighway. Wanted to get your comment on that, if any. And I know a friend in transportation, he just received, he's awake too, he just received a first observer card from Homeland Security. ITOC report suspicious activities. Call Homeland Security. Anyways, that's all I had, Alex. I could get your comments, please.
Well, that's part of InfraGuard, of course, them getting their little tattletale cards. And that would be fine if we didn't have a corrupt government that can't be trusted. And then, of course, they always start you out looking for Al-Qaeda, but the training then turns into look for gun owners, look for veterans, look for patriots. They're evil. But your other question was dealing with what? I forget now, answering the bridge part.
June 28th, Pioneer Press, new documents reveal inspectors knew the bridge had a potential to collapse.
Well, I haven't seen that article, but we all remember the famous Minnesota bridge collapse that became such a big diversion, and then they used that to push for a North American Union, claiming that that would somehow fund new roads, as if more taxes paid to offshore groups would help our country. But I seem to remember seeing articles about, and I'm going from memory here, but over 30% of bridges in U.S. may collapse any time. That came out that over 30, in fact, search engine that to make sure I'm accurate. This is about 3 years ago. 30% of bridges in danger of collapsing. And so for them to say that they had reports from the engineers that a bridge could collapse, there are engineers that are good men and women and who are part of highway departments nationwide who constantly, it turned out, I'm going from memory on this, but filed reports saying, yes, this bridge is in danger, that bridge is in danger, all these bridges are in danger of collapsing, and then they just don't get repaired. I mean, our railways, when my grandmother was going to college, she would jump on the bullet train to get her PhD 3 days a week and shoot, this is after my dad was born, and shoot down from Teague, Texas, on the railhead there, all the way to Houston for the day to go to college. And the train would get there in less than an hour and get back in less than an hour. You're talking about 150 miles. The train went over 100 miles an hour. This was in the 50s. Those same rail beds now, you can't go on a train more than 50 miles an hour because they don't repair them. They don't fix the beds. They don't fix the rails. Our roads are the same. You can drive 150 miles an hour on German roads, not here, because the money doesn't go to build the roads. It goes to line the pockets of the bankers. So, yes, I have seen the reports, not just in Minnesota. I haven't seen that particular one, where they know bridges and trestles everywhere on the verge of collapsing, and they're collapsing all the time. So I appreciate your call. Really good points. Up next here is Jim in Illinois. Jim, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, I just wanted to give you my Jim from Illinois checking in for this week. We have a problem here in Illinois about land acquisition. They're trying to take people's land by eminent domain for a new airport way before the FAA has even approved it. Okay? And they want to buy their land at 50% of what it was 2 years ago. I just wanted to check in with you with that and let you know about that.
Well, it just sounds like there's corruption everywhere.
Exactly. You know, this is crazy, man.
Well, okay, go ahead.
I'm just saying, just checking in with you, Alex. You know, this doesn't even make any sense anymore. I'm a 51-year-old male. I don't understand anything anymore. This isn't the country I grew up in. This isn't the country I saw. I don't understand anything anymore.
I hear you, my friend, and I appreciate your call. Just getting worse and worse. We have people that don't care about the country and a future. They care about robbing and getting total power and control now. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Brian in Tennessee. Brian, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good, sir.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. There's a couple of things I want to talk to you about. Your phrase, corporate takeover, is very adequate. I did want to ask you a question, something that I heard. Someone I don't agree with on everything, but I do believe he is correct on a few things, David Icke, said that the Virginia company still owns this quote-unquote country, but they just simply changed their name to the United States. He wrote that in one of his books, A Guide to the Global Conspiracy. It's on page 231. Is that true?
Say that again.
He said that the British Crown that owns the or that owned the Virginia Company simply changed their name under several pseudonyms, as he says, as U.S., USA, United States of America, Washington D.C., District of Columbia, etc., and that this country is technically still being run by the Crown.
There's some truth to that, but people also say the United States is a corporation chartered in Delaware, and that's not actually true. It's a little more sophisticated than that, but deals were made with the British Crown as part of the armistice and in the end of the war, where we did sign treaties with England, and some of the holdings of British corporations they were allowed to keep. Most of them they weren't, but there's no doubt the District of Columbia is now operating as an outside force, and it itself has been part of a corporate takeover since 1933. It was taken over by the Bank of England at that time, and the Council on Foreign Relations was established by British intelligence. So, yes, globalism is just the British Empire by stealth. Globalization is treason by its very definition. Meanwhile, they've got us all scared to death of men with turbans or 11 Russian spies, and, you know, all of that is going on and is, I guess, a threat at some level. But it's the difference between being shot with a BB gun and being dropped into a meat grinder. I mean, just the orders of a degree. It is the British mercantile imperial model that is literally raping and robbing everything.
exactly. And another question that I have is that, you know, we have a military that can defend us from foreign invaders, just like most countries have a military. That's not a, you know, that's pretty straightforward. How do you fight a monster like this? A corporate monster?
I understand the question. Let me answer it.
Hi, this is Peter Krochnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are the majority of your assets tied up in the stock or bond market? If so, are those assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax. Inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, the time is now. Gold is at an all-time high and continues to move up. I can help. Call me today, Peter Krochnabel, at 800-686-2237 at extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Krochnabel, 800-686-2237. 237 extension 108.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
And it's going down as I dinosaur. Why they used to grow food in Kansas, then they want to grow it on the moon and eat it raw. I can see the day coming when even your whole government's gonna be against the law.
Ron Paul scheduled to be joining us coming up in the next segment. The caller had a great point. How do you defeat an army that doesn't come openly bearing its standard? How do you defeat a covert corporate army that comes in and builds takeover mechanisms that are actually businesses? So as they're taking you over, they're making larger and larger profits. So they're financing themselves all the way along. A microcosm of that is the G20 bank heads openly have giant stock in all these private security firms. They had Canada pay tens of millions of dollars to their own security firms and gave them the authorization to arrest protesters. And now it's come out that they weren't even licensed and there wasn't even a law. They just lawlessly came in and had private security goons, that's CBC TV today, and grabbed Canadian citizens off the street, impersonating officers. And the cops don't care. No one will be charged. It's all selectively enforced. Then Charlie Veach, an activist, jokes and calls himself the love police, and so they arrest him. And that's an example of how the corporate government is literally running everything. As I said earlier, you read these SPP documents, and it's the North American Union meeting, and you've got the corporate governors there calling all of the shots. They're there telling the Secretary of States and the other heads of the bureaucracies in Canada, the United States, and Mexico what they're going to do. The corporations will have a vote amongst themselves, and then they will deliver that vote in the meeting to the politicians, and then they will swear to develop it extra-legislatively, extra-judicially, through the executive and the bureaucracy. And you've got the media heads there, and they go and then instruct all of their underlings on the policy. This is an outside corporate looting, just like major corporations got together and went in 150 years ago or so and overthrew China and broke it up in many parts. That's all. I mean, it's just kind of like private corporations were operating all over the United States when they were taking it from Native Americans and killing them, or the British East India Company in India. I mean, they would command British armies. This is a British model. If you read 200 years ago, the British East India Company, more than 200 in some cases, with huge battles with Maharajas and other leaders that, you know, as they were conquering India, it took them hundreds of years from their ports to build and expand. And it would be huge British armies, British Scottish troops and Indian forces they trained, lined up in just huge 3-4 day long battles. And the British East India Company would be there commanding those operations. And that's the New World Order. And so you go, why is the media telling me about 11 Russian spies and I should, you know, just literally have a heart attack and die? Why are they telling me about men in turbans that might kill me? I better give all my rights up. And then you get the government documents and all the trainings actually for you, the American people. See, they tell you give up your rights and let a police state unfold to stop the Ruskies or stop the Arabs. And I'm sure if you gave the Ruskies unlimited power, they would take over. If you gave the Arabs unlimited power, they would. That's the nature of humans. But the group that has taken over and is raping us and has created $600 trillion in derivatives and is doing all of this is the globalist. Globalism is tyranny. Globalism is treachery. It is treason. It is a corporate takeover of the United States. What did Smedley Butler say? He said when big U.S. corporations, which aren't loyal to our country, even, you know, 80, 90 years ago, whenever they wanted to take over a third world country, they just send the Marines down and they take it over. For corporate interest. You as taxpayers would pay to send the leathernecks down there, you know, strong, you know, killers, American killers, wrapped in the American flag for the very robber barons that had murdered the Indians and were murdering American squatters and people that started their own farms and ranches. I've looked at the statistics. There were almost as many white people killed by the railroad operatives and the gold mine operatives as there were Native Americans. That's corporatism, and it's fascism. It's not free market. So really, nothing new under the sun. This is a private mercenary army, our military, our police, more. The CIA's had a coup of this country decades ago, and they just completed their takeover when they killed Kennedy. And we as a society have to make a decision about all of this and whether or not we're going to let these offshore corporations that are engaged in a hostile corporate overthrow of our republic get away with it. See, they're getting rid of your due process, your property rights, your Second Amendment, everything that comes with a free society. So globalism is death. Globalism is the end of America. Globalism is our enemy. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Key information straight ahead. Our site's InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites, and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
Thank you for joining us. We're going to have Ron Paul with us until about 55 after today, unless the bell rings and he's got to go vote. We appreciate him joining us. I'm just not going to mince words. I'm going to go through a laundry list of issues. Congressman, as you know, the FCC has said they want to start taking over the Internet, the Federal Communications Commission. We also have the Federal Trade Commission saying they want to start taxing the Internet and literally funding old-line media. That sounds like it violates the First Amendment and so many others. We have Kagan with her anti-First Amendment statements about disappearing speech that the government finds to be hurtful. As long as the government feels it's a moral reason, they can restrict our speech. We've got the Federal Election Commission coming after Campaign for Liberty, as you put out in your press release yesterday, saying you can't put out letters telling people how members of Congress have voted. I mean, this is 180 degrees, the opposite of what our country was founded on. I can't even believe this is happening. Can you speak to that and where this is going?
Well, it's going the wrong direction, obviously, and that is what I understand about Campaign for Liberty. They've had somebody at least make a charge and file a complaint that there was a violation, but it probably won't hold up, hopefully. But the whole idea that people think they can and harass you and you go through this legal maneuvering, because that is the goal of many, is to control us. I think the main goal is also to control the Internet. They're very interested in that. The other day we had a, it sounded like a pretty benign vote. It was under suspension, and that was to praise the idea that government and private entities would study and work together on how to provide cybersecurity. And I don't know if there was anybody else that voted against it. I voted against it just on this principle that we don't need that. We don't need this private sources cooperating with the federal the government forces in order to have cybersecurity. I don't think the government's interested in our security. They're interested in their security. But, yes, I think everything is moving, going, especially with this administration, is going in the wrong direction. And I've always been fearful of them wanting to take over the Internet. You know, they've announced, made this announcement that, you know, if necessary, they might even just close down the Internet, which would be devastating to all of us.
Well, that's what Lieberman said on CNN. He said, China has this power. We need it. And I would imagine they'll shut it down a few times, but turn it right back on and say, see, we saved it.
But unfortunately, I'm afraid that could very well happen.
Well, expanding on that, two things, and I want your specific take on this, Congressman Ron Paul. We appreciate you joining us today. This shows that we're really having an effect, that they're harassing Campaign for Liberty, that they're openly coming out and saying they want to restrict free speech, put taxes, quote, on conspiracy theories, and Cass Sunstein at the White House, the regulations are said like anthropogenic global warming. If you deny that, maybe we should tax you or fine you. I mean, the fact that they want to shut us up shows that we're gaining ground, A, and B, doesn't it reveal to everyone just how tyrannical these people really are?
Yeah, I think it does, and it's a real job to sort all this out, because sometimes people think that all we need are a couple more Republicans and that'll solve the problem, but that's not necessarily the case. But right now, it's the Democrats who are in charge, and they're the ones who are, you know, wanting to radicalize this whole thing. And we know that that is the agenda of many, you know, in the establishment, and that is more government control and less personal freedom, more taxes, the whole mess that we've been fighting. But I still, you know, hold out that the people are waking up, and it may well be that the opposition, that is the government, is getting very concerned that the people are becoming alert from all that has been done in the freedom movement.
Well, Senator DeMitt reported that 94% of Senate bills are not read. I know the number in the House is similar. And so 94% of the bills aren't even looked at. Special interests are writing, and we've had an offshore corporate coup. And then separately, they passed the law in the House, 2 days ago, to not let, quote, special interests tell you how someone has voted months before an election, a restriction of free speech.
Yeah.
So they're not reading the bills, and they don't want us to know how they voted. And the FEC is trying to keep Campaign from Liberty from being able to tell people how folks voted. I mean, this really is tyranny.
Well, yes, and they want to make sure that independent organizations and corporations can't spend their money or tell people how they vote. But, you know, there are corporations, and this is where I think you can fall into the category, because if you run a newspaper or you have a TV show, that's a corporation, can be a corporation, but they're not going to regulate them. So if there is an organization or a political action committee or a private group or corporation who wants to tell people how they vote, no, you might be restricted. But they never think for a minute they should restrict the media, assuming that the media is always going to be radical left and defend their candidates. But, you know, there's just a few people on cable and radio and other places that they, you know, the way I would understand what they're doing, they still haven't come to trying to regulate what the TV stations are saying or what the radios are saying.
Congressman, going into another very important subject, I almost fell off my chair last Friday when the Washington Post admitted in an article that they're set to pass the financial reform bill. They admitted their $600 trillion in derivatives. They went on, that was the first time I'd seen that in a mainstream publication, to admit that the Federal Reserve is going to have a new group with almost total autonomy, was their words, to control all other financial institutions. The Texas Banking Association president has said that the very groups that gave us derivatives with an unfair trade advantage for themselves want to be able to take over all the smaller local banks, and that really, out of the crisis, the big mega banks, J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and others created, they are now going to get even more power over the rest of the economy, and that this is an expanded Federal Reserve coup of America. Can you elaborate on that and give us...
Yeah, and I think you've described it rather well, but that's not the way they claim it is. You know, they claim, well, this is going to protect the consumers. It's not run by the Fed. They don't have authority, but it's going to be in the Federal Reserve. They do not have control over the policy. But guess what? Guess who pays for it? The Federal Reserve pays for it. So it isn't even appropriation. It isn't even, you know, part of the appropriation process. So you have this new regulatory agency supposed to protect the consumer, but I think it's going to protect the special interests that have had all the benefits and then got bailed out. So it's this package, which passed the House yesterday, you know, is very bad for all of us, and it does give more power to all the regulators, especially the Federal Reserve. And I don't know whether you want to talk about it now, but that's where I offered my motion to recommit, dealing with the audit defense bill. Were you up on that?
No, that's exactly where I wanted to go next. I wanted to illustrate for listeners that just joined us that Congressman Ron Paul is here 20-something years ago in Congress. He couldn't get one co-sponsor, and I wanted to make this point. It seems the House and Senate are schizophrenic. The House votes by two-thirds to pass your bill to truly audit the quasi-governmental banking holding company, the Federal Reserve, that took over in 1913, but then, which is the right thing to do, but it never passed the Senate properly. And then now they're back giving the Federal Reserve even more power outside of government and Congress to regulate themselves. I mean, this is amazing. So break that oxymoron down for us and tell us about your new amendment.
Well, it tells you about the hypocrisy of this whole place and how it works and how powerful the Fed is. You're right. We passed it in the Financial Services Committee, the audit the Fed bill, and it was part of the reform package. Then it came to the House floor, and they kept it in, so the House floor supported it. We have 320 co-sponsors. Then it goes to the conference with the Senate, and they drop it. They put some things in there to look at the Fed, which are slightly helpful, but they get rid of the true audit. So when the bill comes back to the House, guess what? We don't have the audit bill provision in there. So I was able to offer an amendment, which was a recommitment amendment, to send it back to committee and put back in the true audit. And we had an up-and-down vote on that, and we lost it by a significant amount. 320 co-sponsors, and we lost it. 114 people who were co-sponsors of this bill switched and voted against the bill that they were co-sponsors of. So,
and now they've got the Fed sicked on Campaign for Liberty and every other organization so that you can't tell the public that they flip-flopped and engaged in treason. They know that there's been a major political realignment, not left or right, but towards the Constitution, and that all incumbents across the country are either losing or on the verge of losing in the primaries, and they are scared to death, and they're trying to stop us from being able to communicate to them the truth. This is treason against our way of government and our life.
I don't think they're going to stop the information from getting out. It's, you know, the Internet is at the moment still too big. They can't control it. People are going to find out, and they still have access to government records, and they can find out who those 114 individuals were who flipped on this vote. And, you know, if we're worth our salt and this message, this issue is important, you know, it will play a role in the elections this fall.
All right, now I want to rocket through points with Congressman Ron Paul in the time we've got left with him. The way I read the Supreme Court ruling, it's take two steps forward, two steps back. The gun grabbers are hailing it as a victory, saying, well, at least we've got a Supreme Court ruling saying we can now restrict the Second Amendment under law. And so basically, if you can jump through 100 hoops, maybe you can have access to a gun and keep it unloaded in your house. And so, Chicago, you can't have a total ban, but you can basically have almost a total ban. But others are hailing this as a big victory. Congressman, how do you see it?
Well, I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I'm still hoping that it will be, because it's certainly perceived that way. And the people who hate guns and don't believe we should have them, they're hysterical. They're going nuts. So I'm hopeful that, yes, more people will have guns and more people will be able to defend themselves. You know, that things have improved slightly in Washington. I hope they improve, even if it's not the total package, it'll improve slightly in Chicago. And then maybe it will be of great benefit to us, because what they'll probably find out is that the crime rate will go down. It has in every other city. So I haven't written it off saying that, no, this won't improve things. I think more people are going to have guns in Chicago in order to defend themselves.
Well, I agree with you to a certain extent, because I don't like having concealed carry, because that turns a right into a privilege in states where it's already legal to carry a gun holstered. But if you pass it in Texas or Florida and the crime rates drop by over 20% in both states, the same numbers in other states, even though it's a restriction to a certain extent, it illustrates that more guns means less crime, and so you win the overall intellectual war.
Yeah, that's a powerful message, and I think more and more people are coming around to that. And I think politically we generally have won this. They sort of come into some of these regulations through the back door. You know, that in the last several elections, the Democratic candidate usually doesn't go out preaching about how he's going to round up the guns and register guns. They stay away from that. They pretend that, oh, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. But backdoor legislation, they generally are always trying to do that.
Let's talk about the oil spill. And again, just to preface this, BP gave orders that they knew would cause a problem. It turns out 2 months before it was leaking. BP is one of the biggest contributors to Obama. They funded the carbon tax. They've got a global governance office with a vice president over it. They've always wanted to nationalize oil so they get an inside deal. I'm very suspicious of how this has been handled. We're 70-plus days in. Obama has blocked a Taiwanese ship that can get 500,000 barrels a day scooped up. They blocked over 30 other mega ships. Now that the hurricanes are coming in, he's saying he may look at letting them come in. Once that oil gets blown in, they're going to have a major disaster. The Washington Post is talking about forced evacuations. Obama's answer is, give me the carbon tax. Rahm Emanuel said, don't let a good crisis go to waste. I don't see this as Obama versus BP, as the media has phrased it. Really, this is Obama working with BP to try to get his carbon tax. Congressman, this is out in international water. Why don't we just have the salvagers in there to begin with? How can Obama tell people 50 miles out in the Gulf what to do?
Well, you forgot. He can write executive orders. He can write executive orders that do anything they want. So it is a real mess. You know, if a state needs some manpower, generally they don't have manpower that might be able to help out. That would be maybe their National Guard units. They're all over in Afghanistan and Iraq. I would say that, you know, if an emergency like this might be an incentive to say, hey, why don't you bring these troops home? And maybe even some different states would share some of their people to help. I mean, it's practically like an invasion the way this oil is coming in. But I think that, yes, I'm very suspicious of what BP and our government is doing in the Obama administration, and that's why I've even challenged the principle of this this agreement they have to set up, you know, this fund, this $20 billion fund. Sounds like a lot of money, but it sounds like there could be a lot of mischief, too. And that was done by just executive order. The president declared we're going to have this up. And then he came to the Congress and asked even for more authority to go any place asking questions and trying to figure out what to do.
Yeah, I saw a report that they're blocking. I'm sorry to interrupt. I saw a report in the AP yesterday. They're trying to block Republican groups from going and looking at the Gulf. I mean, Obama doesn't have that power.
Yeah, well, he might take it. He doesn't deserve that power, but sometimes they assume power that they have. But just, you know, no, he doesn't. That's not a proper power that he has. So I'm not too pleased either, and I think you know, a BP corporation is in bed with government, so you have to be suspect. Just think of how much we spend protecting their oil well and their oil drilling. What do you think we're over in the Middle East for? We're not over there to spread democracy. We're over there to protect oil companies, and BP just happens to be over there as well.
Did you see the video? You probably didn't 2 weeks ago, but it was on Drudge and Infowars.com and everywhere else. Senator Kyle said he was in a closed-door meeting with Obama and said, look, tens of thousands dead, 80 miles to 100 miles, illegal aliens, they're shutting down national parks, the border's collapsing, Mexico's collapsed. And Obama said, I'm not going to fix the border till you pass amnesty. I need to use that crisis. This is a quote. And Senator Kyle said that this is basically holding us hostage in a form of terrorism. I mean, that sounds like an impeachable offense, Congressman. And to have a senator say he was in a meeting with Obama, A, what's your take on that? And B, I mean, that is a false flag to let the crime continue and not protect our border when that's in the Constitution, one of the few duties of the feds. What would you say to that?
Well, since I wasn't at that meeting and what I said, I don't know. So it would have to be up to the senator to decide what to do with it. But they certainly don't act like they have an incentive to do much with the borders, and that, of course, could eventually lead to a national security problem as well.
Well, okay, Congressman Ron Paul, what about his executive order? And now they say they're going to sue Arizona, and they're saying Arizona isn't allowed to protect itself when a third of the state is now being denied to the citizens. I mean, this is confirmed. What's your view on the constitutionality of an executive order by the president to legalize the illegals?
Well, he can't do it unilaterally like that. No, Congress would have to act and take a policy on that and write the rules. Our federal government has authority over our borders, but, you know, it should be that the private landowner should have a lot of authority, as, along with the states themselves with jurisdiction. And yet, instead of permitting them to exert their authority over their own land, whether it's their own private or the state, the federal government comes in and says, you can't do it. So they're acting perversely to what I think the federal government ought to be doing.
Congressman, I know you're a busy man, but have you had a chance to watch Kagan and the hearings, and then expanding on that, all of her open statements about socialism being great and the government can disappear speech, going back to that, are you concerned about Kagan?
Oh, I am, but I'm sure if he put 10 new ones up in place of her, I'd be very concerned, too. I haven't watched the hearings, but I've read about her, and she certainly is not going to be a great defender of the Constitution, although she's going to make it sound like she is. So I'm not too encouraged with that appointment, for sure.
Congressman, what's your take on the Russian spy situation? It seems like they're trying to kick off a new Cold War with that. And my issue is globalization is treason. Globalization is corporations and megabanks taking over our government. And so what is the difference between Russian spies sneaking around and mega corporations coming in and openly buying off our politicians?
Yeah, I think this is a little bit of hype. I think even the media, the mainstream media, is sort of making fun of all this, and I think rightfully so. They just didn't look like a great threat to me. And I had somebody in for a luncheon today that was sort of knowledgeable about this, and he said that there's so much spying going on in the world. Other countries come in here, they do it routinely, and we're all over the place, all over the world. And it's almost, he described it almost like a game they play. I mean, it's really not serious intrigue. And my guess is that people like to stir things up, scare the people, and who knows? I hope it doesn't lead to another Cold War with the Russians. I don't think they're looking for trouble, and we certainly shouldn't be looking for it either.
All right, Congressman Ron Paul, we appreciate your time. In closing, and I know you'll say, well, if I was president, I would only have the powers of the president, but what would you recommend? What would you do? If Ron Paul would have been elected back in 2008, as we all wish you would have been, forecasting everything that's now happened, if you would have been elected, what would you have done with the oil spill, and what would you be doing now?
I'd probably work at getting the government out of the way. I would have done everything possible to alleviate any federal restrictions on the states or property owners. I would have accepted anybody who had an offer to come in and help. I would have worked to remove any liability limitations on BP. And I would have, of course, And by that time, by the time we had the oil spill, I would have had all the guard units back in the individual states, and they would have had the right to use their guard units as they pleased. And I would actually encourage other guard units and not pretend the guard units belong to the president, but they belong to the states and the government. And I think they could have done a lot to alleviate some of the damage. I do not believe that there would have been any magic with any one individual who say, "Oh, I know how to cap this thing. Let me do it." I actually do believe they're trying seriously to stop this. I don't think it serves anybody's benefit. But I think right now the assumption is that the government, you know, didn't have a role to play, and what they did was actually made this worse because of the rules of pushing them out into deep sea drilling. That was part of the problem too. But I would not have closed down drilling like Obama wants to do. That's not going to help us. That just makes the unemployment problem that much worse.
Well, the Russians and the Chinese and the people in Brazil, they're not stopping drilling in the Gulf. We don't own the Gulf. He's just stopped any companies in the U.S. I mean, this is outrageous, and they're going to use it to pass cap and trade. Congressman Ron Paul, everybody's got to get behind Campaign for Liberty. They got to get behind Rand Paul. We're going to win this, and we appreciate your leadership, and we know you're there working tirelessly for us in Congress. God bless you, sir.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. There goes Congressman Ron Paul, and we are out of time. No more time for calls. I got to most of the news today. And I want to say great job to the crew. I also want to encourage listeners to support the online video bookstore shopping cart at Infowars.com. We're not funded by the New World Order or big global corporations. We're funded by small sponsors and by you buying the books, the T-shirts, the videos. Got a lot of new books and videos and specials and free T-shirt deals up on Infowars.com. Or you can always call toll-free 888-253-3139. We've got some other very informative guests joining us tomorrow and next week, of course, steaming towards the 4th of July. I hope everyone will remember what the 4th of July is really all about. And at the end here, I wanted to thank InnerHealth Botanicals. That's just a wonderful sponsor, and you really need to listen to me. I search high and low because I like green energy foods that are just raw foods, you know, that aren't pasteurized, that haven't lost their value. This is the best out there, and, of course, it's owned by Patriots, and it's very affordable. It has 20 organic superfood ingredients in it. It won the 2009 Superfood for Mike Adams, the Health Ranger Award. They have their NutriCafe coffee, but really their inner food is their classic. They got a lot of great products, all made right here in the USA. And it's just raw foods concentrated, and it's just a few scoops in the morning with your orange juice or apple juice or with water or coconut juice, whatever you like. Inner Food, E-N-E-R Food, innerfood.com, E-N-E-R-food.com, or 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, innerfood.com. And lastly, it's not enough to just own guns. You need to know how to use guns. And they've had this great deal for a free Springfield Armory XT pistol in the caliber of your choice with one of their basic training packages. And believe me, you cannot beat this deal. No drill instructor, no tough guy attitude, the best training out there. I heard about these guys a decade ago. I mean, you know, with police and military, I know, that go there to tune themselves up. It is frontsight.com, frontsight firearms training, frontsight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your free training and free gun. Learn more at frontsight.com, ladies and gentlemen. Frontsight, like the front of your rifle, frontsight.com. And just in closing, again, the broadcast is exploding. More and more people are tuning in. It is, you are the reason we're getting on so many AM and FM stations. You are the reason so many people are downloading the free MP3 podcast every day and sharing it, and the free iPhone app. Listen where you want, when you want. We've got the free app, too, for the Android out there listed on the listen page. All of it's at Infowars.com. Got some big news breaking tomorrow. Be sure and join us at 11 a.m. God bless.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.